Sound systems have undoubtedly been major contributors to the increase in popularity of reggae music around the world. Just like our artists and producers, sound systems continue to bring the reggae dancehall experience to people in far-flung countries, flying the flag high for this element of Jamaica's culture. As part of our Reggae Month interview series, G-Fuss from the iconic Stone Love sound system was in JIS Radio's Studio 58A discussing some of the sound's history and accomplishments with host Vaughn Davis. We bring you an excerpt of the interview.
Well, I heard that Stone Love is the first sound to go to Japan, the first Jamaican sound to Japan.
Right, is this true?
Definitely. Talk to me about that and what was your experience of going over there and seeing how people react to the music over there?
It's like, trust me, when they went to Japan, it's like you see me in a Japan farm, in a Japanese farm. It's like they imitate all of us.
Okay.
You understand?
As a person's so, pretending like
Stone like
Love,
be,
okay.
Pretend to be G-Fuss, Rory, Billy Slater, Weep or whatever. Because they came to Jamaica. You have a few Japanese came to Jamaica, right? And they adapt. So when they go to Japan now, because if it wasn't for them coming to Jamaica and see us, we wouldn't get that part of carrying this
to go back over there,
right? Because they had the cassettes, no CDs or whatever, no internet or anything. We just have the cassettes. You carry the cassette back to Japan, and then they hear it and love it. You understand? And then the Japanese promoters invite us, hire us, whatever, and we do tours. So when they go to Japan now, there's so many places in Japan, so many town, country, whatever. So we do a tour there. So when you go to Japan, it's not like you go 1 week and that's it. You go like all a month. And you do one show like almost every night you do a show. So you go Tokyo, Osaka, so many places.
And how do people react to the music?
They react it just like, oh, you're here in Jamaica. Because guess what? Don't try to change your style for them. You understand? Because
they want the authentic
They want
thing.
The original. You understand? They want the original. So when you give them the original now, them know, so them feel like them their yard. You understand?
So tell me some of the other places that you've been to and that are new frontier that probably you guys would have broken to bring reggae music.
When we went to Israel, Tel Aviv. That was one of the breakthroughs.
Tel Aviv.
Jamaican, part of the sailor.
You've been there, so you have one over
When we Jerusalem, Bethlehem, all these places and
Bethlehem.
You'd be surprised, you know, because you have some of them who act like they're yardy. You have some of the people up there who act like they're yardy because this Jamaican thing, you know, it is a lot of people don't realize, you know, that our style and our ways is on other people, influence other people. You understand? Just like how one time them said back in the days, we want to talk like foreigners.
That's true.
We are twang. But it's over now. Okay. Everybody's coming and adapt us because they want to hear the rap, patois, everything and so. The next place we went to Africa, Ethiopia, Addis Ababa, did a show with the Marley Brothers. Yes, with the Marley Brothers, that was great. That was like almost 1 million people in Addis Ababa, Brazil, Argentina, Argentina, France, Germany, England, we go all over in England, Wales.
And my question is, where have you not gone to?
Well, there's a lot of places we will not go yet, you know. You understand? I think we didn't do no show in New Zealand. I think we do a little small one in Australia and whatever. And so, but there's a lot of places where we did, especially the United States. Now, people don't realize it's not only Brooklyn and Bronx. Because New York State is big, you know. So when you go upstate, Albany, Poughkeepsie, and all these places, the further you go, you know, is the less people who know about you, you know. So when you're in a regular spot, like in a Kingston City, downtown, everybody know you're downtown. But you go in the country here, you know, them don't really know you, but them hear about you. So doing the states, I'm almost, how much states I'm have?
50
something, I don't know, So we get to do all those places too.
G-Fuss of the Stone Love sound system in an interview with Vaughn Davis inside JIS Radio Studio 58A. Catch the full interview on our YouTube channel, Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.